Welcome to another edition of Uncensored with Penny Faree, proudly sponsored by IPSS Electronic Security.
If you own land on the North Coast, this conversation concerns you. The North Coast is marketed as a growth node, billions of rands in planned development, expanding estates, infrastructure upgrades, international investment. Officials speak of catalytic growth and position this coastline as one of the fastest growing corridors in the country. But just a few kilometres from the site of the multi-billion rand Club Med development at Tilly Manor, however, we have properties that have been subjected to unlawful land invasion. Today we focus on one such site, Thornhill Farm. And here it is, Thornhill Farm, a 42-hectare privately owned property on the outskirts of Kwadukuza, a short distance from the Tilly Manor development site. On one side of this coastline, we are told this region represents opportunity, certainty and expansion. On the other, since 2023, a lawfully purchased, properly registered farm has been under unlawful occupation. This was not abandoned land. The property has a registered title deed. Environmental impact assessments were conducted. Public participation processes were followed. A record of decision, or ROD, was issued by the Provincial Environmental Authority. Planning applications were submitted. Compliance steps were taken. Services were factored into developmental planning. The intention was formal residential development in line with approvals granted. Instead, structures appeared. Brick dwellings, informal units, plots allegedly measured out and sold illegally, electricity connections installed, water accessed. Since 2023, the matter has moved through the courts. Interdicts were granted. Demolition of incomplete structures were authorised. In 2025, a full eviction order was granted. Parallel criminal proceedings relating to alleged plot sales are before the Kwadukuza Magistrates Court, and yet the situation remains live. Today we are not debating the motion, we are examining law, process and enforcement, and what this means for property rights in a region being sold as one of the fastest growing corridors in the country. At the centre of this discussion is the Prevention of Illegal Eviction from an Unlawful Occupation of Land Act, commonly known as the PIE Act, which was designed to protect vulnerable occupiers from unlawful eviction. But what happens when that protection becomes procedural leverage? What happens when a bed placed inside a shack is enough to shift the legal burden entirely onto the landowner? And with me in studio is attorney Gavin Steinhobel of Kloppers Incorporated, a property law specialist with experience in land eviction matters. Welcome, Gavin.
Hi, Penny.
Thanks for joining us. We're going to jump right into this. Now, Gavin, this is not an isolated issue. In 2023 alone, 7,500 eviction applications relating to unlawful occupation were filed in South African courts. So approximately 65% of those involved privately owned land. And of all the applications since 50, only about 58% resulted in successful eviction orders. That means thousands of cases either failed or remained unresolved. So in practical terms, what does this mean for property owners who are facing just the same scenario that the Thornhill property owners are facing?
I think, this all has to be seen in the context of property rights.
Yes.
And, you know, we very much have the legal framework and all the laws we require to uphold property rights to a standard of the rest of the world. Yeah. So we've got a constitution, section 25 specifically deals with your right to property and that nobody can divest you of your property without compensating you. And you have your right to your property. Now, property rights are fundamental to any economy because we just know any economy where property rights aren't upheld quickly devolves into an economy that nobody wants to invest in and that eventually becomes an economy that runs adrift. If you want an example, there's several: Venezuela, Zimbabwe, you know, North Korea. These are all places that are not flourishing places. They're places that are that saw complete economic collapse to the detriment of the poorest of the poor and the people that live there. I mean, Zimbabwe, you can make out a case that it's 100 years away from ever coming right. You know, nobody's going to invest money there. Nobody's going to buy a property there. or invest billions of dollars there, because it's uncertain whether, you know, the politics of the day might carry off your property.
Yeah.
And so it's Cuba is another example of a country that that is doing way worse now than what it did 40 years ago.
Yeah.
So, you know, so we do have everything in place. But for laws to work, they have to be enforced.
Yes.
And if they're not enforced, then people can achieve illegal ends, even though there are laws that prevent it or that uphold property rights. Now, that's what we're dealing with really here. You know, you've got a landowner. He's done the right thing.
Well, that's the only option.
He hasn't, you know, I remember in the early days, people used to get sort of a bit heavy and chase people off.
Yeah.
And you know, they've done the right thing. They've done by the book. They've gone to the High Court. They've applied. They've said, look, we own this land. There's our title deed. This land was earmarked for development. We've done all the trouble to do all the environmental improvements.
Yes.
We've applied to government to develop this property. We're ready to go, and now it's been invaded by people who don't belong there.
Yeah.
And they've started to build on it, and they've treated it as their own land, even though it's our land.
Yeah.
Please help us. Now, I am aware of the matter, and the people involved are clients of mine.
Yeah.
But I'm not representing them in the case.
Yeah.
And I don't litigate anymore. So I'm aware of the fact that it's been a long road. You know, affidavits have been filed.
Yeah.
You know, the parties involved have used every artifice to avoid coming to a point where there would be a high court judgment for their eviction.
Yeah.
Now, when that judgment was handed down, that was the end of the matter from a court point of view.
Yeah.
And a warrant for eviction was issued and given to the local sheriff. And the sheriff has to now enforce the court order. And as we know, the sheriff goes there and would ask the people to leave. They obviously won't. Then you have to start thinking about calling in the South African police force to back up the sheriff.
Which happened in this case.
Which happened in this case.
And the public order police were actually instructed to go support the SAPS. Yeah,
exactly right.
Yeah.
So, you know, what is the point in having a court if the state is unable to enforce its judgments?
Yeah.
You know, that's why the state has a monopoly on power.
Yeah.
And that is that it can apply power
to
enforce its own laws and its own judgments.
Yeah. This happened last year in October. So on the 29th, the sheriff went to the PC of land, the property owner had to get the TLBs and all the equipment to try and
exactly
do the
right,
eviction at his cost. Arrived there,
and you know how difficult it is to hire this equipment if you tell the people you're hiring it from that you're going to use it in a highly politicized environment that could become explosive.
Yeah. So they arrived there, and obviously their lives were the sheriff's lives were was threatened. The TLB drivers were also threatened. The public order police was there, not doing anything. They just were observing on the outskirts. And then the SAPS retracted. They said, you know, we can't do anything now. And everyone left. And now they had to go back to court and restart the whole process again. So this is costing a lot of money, a lot of litigation costs.
Of course
and,
it is.
What happens now? The PA seems to be protecting the land invaders.
Yeah,
the government is saying we don't have, you know, it's semantics because it's such an oxymoron. It says we are protecting the land, the property rights of landowners, yet they do nothing. And then the PA actually gives the power to the illegal land, invaders who now.
Well, what the prevention of, and people. As we discussed last time, I always forget about the last part of the name of the act. It's the prevention of illegal eviction, right, and unlawful occupation of land act. So it protects against both.
Yeah.
The first part, when you talk about illegal eviction, that would be you wake up one morning, go to your farm worker and say, listen, pack up your stuff and get off my farm. Okay, there's no process, there's no fairness, and those people are vulnerable.
Yeah, so, and that was why it was.
That was why the act was there. It wasn't there to enable land invaders to come onto a place and stay there. But now, because that framework exists, they can hide behind it, and they say, "Well, you know, you can't just come here and tell us to leave. You need a court order." Okay. Yeah. So the police would generally say, look, you know, you need to go to court. Well, when you got your court order, that should be the end of the affair. Because remember, the tail end of the name of that act is Prevention of Unlawful Occupation of Land Act. Now, they're in unlawful occupation. They were from day one, but especially so now that the court has ordered them to leave.
Yeah.
So they're actually in complete contempt of what the court has decided in this matter.
But why is it so hard, though? Why is it so hard now for this property owner to get his land back?
Well, I think it's difficult because the people that have a job to do here don't appear to be capable of doing the job. Yeah. It's as simple as that. I don't know whether it's training. I don't know whether there's a political interference or whether there's a lack of will to do what they're supposed to do. But that is their job. And they have to do their job just like I have to do my job and you have to do your job.
Yeah.
And so the problem here is that, you know, the court order has been obtained. That should be the end of the matter. They should be removed from the property and life should go on.
And that is not the case. Now, you know, the neighboring farm also has the same issue. Mm. His land has also, the plots were marked. Also allegedly sold off. And, you know, we have testament. There were witnesses, sworn testaments and affidavits that they were actually sold, these plots of land. And when I looked at that, some of these plots were actually, they were sold for 25,000 up to 80,000. A few people actually bought numerous plots for up to 150,000. So it's almost like there's a parallel economy. You know, there is, I don't want to call it land mafia. It's almost like a syndicate is operating. And then they see that there's this land that has been sitting here earmarked for development.
Can you imagine your business being selling land that you don't have to pay for and you're getting 50,000, 80,000 rand a pop? Well, that's very attractive as a business venture. And it's especially attractive when you realize that the state is doing nothing about it.
Absolutely.
So people can continue with impunity while the government turns a blind eye. And so this is what we're dealing with here is really you opened this discussion by saying, look, we're on the North Coast here. We've got massive property development going on. I mean, this economy here is all about property. It is the most important industry in our area, okay? The one that the municipality and the courts should really protect for the benefit, not the few people who invaded this land, but for the benefit of everyone who's going to work in this industry, everybody who's going to make a living here. You know, this entire province depends on it.
You know,
and so it's very urgent that an example be made of these people and that this be nipped in the bud and that we don't get a reputation in this area for being lax on enforcing property rights, because I'm not going to convince many people to put billions in the ground here if their land can simply be invaded.
Yeah.
And so this is urgent for everyone.
There
should be a clarion call to our municipality,
absolutely,
who we pay rates to represent us and protect our interests, to act and to act decisively in this matter.
Yeah. And you know, when I visited these sites, they all were locked into the grid. There was electricity. Obviously, the services were available because the property owners did put them there because of, you know.
You know, if you're going to develop a property, one of the things you need from the municipality is a Section 53 certificate, which says, well, I've serviced the land.
Yes, electricity, and water.
So allow me now to subdivide it and sell it off because it's serviced.
And it was earmarked for development for a middle class local. I mean, there's a housing issue in our region.
Well, think
and now
about
this has prevented
it. Think
it
about
from
it.
Going
I
ahead.
Mean, everybody who lives in a home thanks to a developer who took a piece of basically rural land or agricultural land, converted it into township land, serviced the land, subdivided it, and built dwellings on the land. So, you know, it's a critical part of our economy, but it's a critical part of our society as well.
Yeah.
You know, and to interfere with that for the benefit of a few land invaders when there will be hundreds of people who would have homes there. So, you know, this is not in anybody's interest other than the crooks.
It's exactly that. And you know what? It's not, when I looked at it, because there's so many sides to it, there is the poor, the poorest, and we have a backlog of housing urgent housing needs in our region. That is not under dispute.
Especially affordable homes. Absolutely. And this is what we're dealing with.
Yeah, but now when I went to visit these sites, these are proper houses that have been built with a substantial amount of money. And some of the homes that I went to, there was a gardener. One of the homes actually had a gardener. And I asked him, where is the property owner of this, illegal land thing? And he said, no, this is his weekend home. He works in Durban, but he comes here on the weekend. So, and it's the same story across the line. This was not the poor of the poorest, and there was a desperation for housing. There was a need, and there are factors involved. They're saying a lot of allegations saying there are even officials, municipal officials, who have actually bought, land on this piece of property.
Well, that would be unsurprising, given the lack of determination on the part of local government to resolve this issue. Yes. You can only imagine that there must be people involved that have the ear of the decision makers. Yeah. And so, it is a critical issue and it has to be addressed. And as you say, it would be, one would have a look at it very differently if these were people with nowhere to go and nowhere to live.
Yes.
But, as you say, this is somebody's holiday home that they've just smacked up on somebody else's property, which is totally unacceptable. And I believe they're all brick and mortar, properly built homes,
absolutely,
somehow connected to our services.
Yeah.
Which is astonishing in itself,
And
don't pay your rates account for a month or so and you'll be cut off, but these people continue.
And the final hard question. So if you have a small holding or, you've got a piece of property, you put it there, you go away for a few weeks, you come back and it's been marked, people have built on it now. And the process now, you have to go to court. You have to litigate. Mm. There is no other process for the landowner. Yeah. Is that the way? What else is there for a landowner?
Yeah. I mean, that's technically that's always been the case in our country, because if there's any dispute, the law doesn't permit you to take the law into your own hands.
Yes.
So if you've got a dispute, we've got a situation here where, yes, we all must act in an orderly way and we have to approach the courts for relief. And, of course, that's ideal, because you don't need people with guns and trying to chase people off property and so forth. You go to the court because the court will uphold your rights.
Yeah.
When the court upholds your rights, it's especially important that those court orders be enforced, because if they aren't enforced, what is that message back to society? Don't bother going to the court. Take the law into your own hands. Yeah. At least you'll get it done.
And then
what does that mean for our society? It's just chaos.
Absolutely.
So we definitely should.
Our rights have fallen away.
We should all be saying, listen, there's a court order here. Yeah. All of us as a society depend on you enforcing this court order, because otherwise, chaos.
Yeah.
And we don't need that. We definitely don't need that. This country has got a lot of unemployed people. Yeah. We need structure. We need organization. And we need to grow. And these things are all possible. But if you want to make sure it doesn't happen, then you must undermine property rights, because that is the keystone to any economy.
Gavin, just one final thing. I approached the Kodikusa municipality. I sent them a request to respond to a whole key questions. Why are they not involved? Why are the services there that have been illegally tapped, and why are they not disconnecting? And they said they can't get involved because it's a private property. They don't get involved in private property if it doesn't belong to the municipality. Is that factually accurate?
Well, I mean, they can cut the services.
Yeah.
They control all the services going to those stands. Why are they not doing that? They know it's illegal connections.
They're aware.
I mean, those people aren't being metered. I'm sure they don't receive accounts. So why are they on the system? Why are we paying for them?
Yeah.
That's something the municipality should be doing. The SAP are very pivotal here. They should be acting. They should be enforcing the judgments of the courts of the land.
Okay.
They should be assisting. The Trespass Act of 1959, I think it was, is still very much on our books.
Yeah.
Trespassing is a crime.
Okay.
It should be prosecuted. Yeah. You can get a fine or 2 years imprisonment for trespass if you're willfully trespassing on somebody else's land. And everybody there is now in willful trespass, because they all know that there's a court order that says you shouldn't be there.
And they've come out under the guise that it's communal tribal land. Just one thing.
Well, it's not tribal land. Because
no, they know that.
The Nkonyama Trust has a lot of tribal land. One-third of the province, one out of every 3 hectares belongs to the Nkonyama Trust.
Yeah.
But it's all surveyed. It's all in a title deed. And there's survey diagrams that show you exactly where that is. And the rest of the province, the other two-thirds, is on title deeds owned by people like you and me.
Yeah.
So ultimately, that's not even an argument. And the second thing is that even if they went into this and they were duped, that they have been duped, they know they've been duped, and they don't belong there, and they've lost their money. Because there's no way these thugs are going to give them their 18s and 50,000s back.
Yeah, no. You know, there was criminal charges brought against the two. There were two individuals who are under the guise of the tribal chief selling the land.
Yeah.
And then the tribal chief actually denied that. They've distanced themselves from that. But they went to court. You know, there was an investigation. Mm. They were actually charged, criminally charged. They have been, before the Kwadukusa Magistrates Court, I was there last week for the 20th appearance.
My goodness.
Yeah, this has been the case has
and
not
gone through.
And I suppose
the landowner has to go to Absolutely. Court every single yes. time and waste
whole
their morning
day
when
wasted.
Nothing's going to happen.
Yeah, and then we spent a whole day there and now the matter has been postponed to April again.
Yeah.
So there is...
it's almost like there's a lack of will there, you know.
Yeah.
Just get it done. You know, this is such an obvious fraud.
Yeah.
It's a massive fraud and it's fraud of the most pernicious kind because it's stealing from people who... think they're buying the right to occupy the property, and they have no such right, and that right was not for sale.
Yeah.
So, you know, these people should be made an example of, and that's what we've been, that's the theme, you know. Why is nobody making an example of people who are flagrantly breaking the law?
Well, that's why we're here, and we're going to be spotlighting this. We are going to be spotlighting this regularly, and we're going to follow this to see the end outcome.
Yeah.
And hopefully there will be a positive outcome.
I really hope
this.
For the landowner who's absolutely done the right thing by the book every step of the way. You know, and every time that they, you know, every time that they've gone and they've done the right thing, they've just come up empty-handed. And, you know, we need to send a message to everybody that, you know, the system, the legal system in South Africa is still sound, it works, and it will look after you if you're in the right.
Yeah.
And, you know, hopefully, Penny, really hopefully that this story ends up well and that, you know, the landowner gets justice in this matter.
Yeah, this is the conversation we're going to keep having, and we're going to be keeping everyone abreast on this.
Follow it up. You know, I'd
Absolutely.
Like to see what happens to this criminal matter, because I can't think of anything more egregious than what these fraudsters have done.
Yeah.
And it'll be a sad day if they get to walk out the other end of this without at least some punishment.
Yeah, we're going to leave it there for now. Thank you, everyone, for joining us. Thanks, Gavin, for your input. It's been very, very
pleasure.
Insightful. And we're going to be posting this as a podcast as well. Thank you, everyone, for joining us. This is Uncensored.
Uncensored was sponsored by IPSS Electronic Security. When it comes to security, don't leave it to chance. Trust the experts at IPSS Security as the only CISA-approved security provider on the Dolphin Coast in all categories and the only local security company also accredited for CCTV off-site monitoring with over 4 million rand invested in AI technology. They protect over 50 upmarket residential estates, spotting threats in real time. If action is needed, their rapid response and tactical teams, backed by the largest fleet in the region, is ready to act. For unmatched security, contact IPSS Security today at 0861 324 777. Your safety is their priority.